Milk or steak? Which of these two foods do we give a baby? Obviously not the steak. It wouldn't be able to digest it. We certainly know the meaning of the Bible passage from 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. The teaching, here are those who, spiritually speaking, should have been eating steak long ago, but are still in the milk stage. There is no growth. However, the focus should not be on the issue of lack of growth, but on those who feed the believers. Doesn't this biblical passage show very impressively how Paul carried out his shepherding ministry? He diagnosed the flock before him with a keen spiritual sense to find out what stage it was at and what food was needed accordingly, and brought this food. This is a clear demonstration of how spiritual leaders play a crucial role in the growth and nourishment of the flock, guiding them with care and understanding. Surely a result of him keeping in touch with each individual brother and sister by visiting them all privately, Acts 20:20. Very valuable. In this way, he neither overburdened nor underburdened anyone. The shepherds of the people of Israel are accused in Ezekiel 34, verse 3. You eat the fat and clothe yourselves with the wool. You slaughter the fatlings, but you do not feed the flock. All those who serve the believers in any way can take Paul as an example here, not necessarily give the food that the shepherd likes, but what the flock can digest well and is in need of. Is it, unfortunately, still in the milk stage? Then keep giving milk. This is how it grows and, with God's help, eventually reaches the steak stage. The role of God's help in this process is crucial, supporting and strengthening the flock in their spiritual growth. A good shepherd is close to the flock. He, therefore, knows exactly what the flock needs and gives it accordingly.